Hello and welcome back to In God We Trust podcast. In this podcast, we read a chapter of the Bible every weekday. God says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. God is telling us we need His word to live and grow. In this podcast, you will be able to hear the word of God spoken to you while doing your daily tasks. I'll break down the chapters for you and talk about how we can apply God's word into our lives. With that, let's get right into it. So today we are going over Sodom and Gomorrah being destroyed. And what happens here is, do you guys remember when we were talking about how Abram turned into Abraham when the Lord and the two angels went and talked with him? So now those two angels are going to go down to Sodom and they're going to just see what's going on there and talk with Lot for a while and tell him he needs to get out of town. So when they arrive there at Lot's place, Lot is like, "We need to go in my house," because Lot knows how evil the men down there are and the people are just completely evil. And they wanted to have sex with the angels, and this whole place was just completely evil. Sexual sin was everywhere and it was terrible. So the Lord decided he was going to destroy that place. So we're going to read the story of that today. And just letting you guys know, it's kind of a long story, so there's a lot of reading. Actually, not a lot, but a decent amount. And yeah, we'll have a breakdown afterwards. Okay, let's get right into it. Genesis chapter 19, Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. The two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. "My lords," he said, "please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night, and then go on your way early in the morning." "No," they answered, "we will spend the night in the square." But he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered his house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all of the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, "Where are the men who became to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them." Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, "No, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you, and you can do whatever you like with them. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof." "Get out of our way," they replied. And they said, "This fellow came here as an alien, and now he wants us to play the judge. We'll treat you worse than them." They kept bringing pressure on Lot and moved forward to break down the door. But the men inside reached out and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. Then they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness so they could not find the door. The two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here, sons-in-laws, or sons or daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us here to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-laws, who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, "Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city." But his sons-in-laws thought he was joking. With the coming of the dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished." When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and of his two daughters and led them safely out of the city. For the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives, don't look back, and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains, or you'll be swept away." But Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please, your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me and sparing my life, but I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me, and I'll die. Look, here is a town near enough to run to it, and it is small. Let me flee to it. It is very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared." He said to them, "Very well, I will grant this request too. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it." That is why the town was called Zoar. By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah, from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the land. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. He looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and he saw dense smoke rising from the land, like smoke from a furnace. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overflew the cities where Lot had lived. Okay, so that story is a very interesting story, because we got to see where God actually stopped something that was going on. And this is something that people are like, well, why would God allow this to happen? And you could debate with someone about this, about how God is a creator, and it's okay for him to take bad apples out of the place. So today we're going to talk about sexual sin. And if you know that you have a problem, you have to fight that problem beforehand, and you need to get out of that snowball effect of sin, because it will drag you down, and it'll rub off on your roommates or a significant other. You need to get out of that sin, because it can bring other people down as well. So if you know that you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, let's say that you have a porn addiction, you need to fight that before it even comes up. And that you could do this by putting a lockdown password on certain websites or something. Or if you know that there's an app that you scroll on that will make you go to a different website, you need to ask God to help you fight that temptation and fight that sin, because you can't get stuck in a habit of just repeating it, and it will just bring you down. So you need to humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up, because you cannot walk in the light if you're living in the darkness. So before you even get that feeling of doing something you shouldn't be doing, you just need to pray and say, God, please help me resist this when it comes my way, and help me just change my mind and my thoughts. I cannot do it without you. And he will help you. So you need his help with this. You can't do it alone. Okay, well, that's all I got for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I want to say thank you to you guys that have been listening and have stuck around. You're really the only reason why I keep doing this, because, I don't know, every once in a while I'll just get the urge that, like, no one really cares about this or anything, but I appreciate you guys listening. It makes my day. Okay, well, thank you for listening. Have a great day, and God bless.